Today is March 7th, 2026, and welcome to another episode of the AMD GPU Daily. We have quite a bit to unpack today, so let's jump right into our headline overview. 1. 3M Devs progress on core boot for AMD Ryzen AM5 motherboard. Exciting developments are underway as 3M Dev works on porting core boot with AMD's OpenSil to the MSI Pro B850P motherboard. This could significantly enhance the firmware landscape for AMD platforms. 2. GNOME Resources Update. The GNOME desktop environment gets a boost with the latest Resources App update, including power usage monitoring for Intel's Xe GPUs. While this news primarily focuses on Intel, it's important for the ecosystem as a whole. 3. AMD's market struggles. A sobering report reveals AMD's Radeon graphics cards have plummeted to a historic low of just 5% market share in the discrete GPU segment, while NVIDIA continues to dominate with a staggering 95%. Let's dive deeper into each of these topics. Has 3M Deb's core boot progress? First up, let's talk about 3M Deb, a firmware consulting firm that is making strides in the open source firmware community. They are currently porting core boot along with AMD's OpenSil to the MSI Pro B850P motherboard. This is not just a minor update. It represents a significant step forward for those in the AMD ecosystem, especially for developers and enthusiasts interested in open source firmware solutions. The team at 3M Deb has recently shared a status update indicating they've rebased their DashRO code from core boot version 24.12 to 25.12. This is crucial as core boot continues to evolve, and staying updated with the latest releases is essential for maintaining compatibility and leveraging new features. Porting core boot to consumer-grade motherboards like the MSI Pro B850P is a notable move. The goal is to upstream these changes to the mainline core boot project once the port reaches a stable state. This means that eventually, users of the MSI Pro B850P will be able to benefit from a more robust and flexible firmware solution, enhancing system performance and reliability. It's worth noting, however, that AMD's Phoenix OpenSil is still in a proof-of-concept stage and not intended for production use just yet. The real potential for OpenSil will likely come with the next-generation Zen 6 platforms, where we expect to see this technology fully utilized. For those interested in following the developments, 3M Deb has a blog where they share updates on their progress. GNOME Resources Update. Switching gears, let's talk about the latest update to the GNOME desktop environment, specifically the Resources app. The new version 1.10.2 introduces power usage monitoring for Intel's Xe GPUs and core frequency monitoring for Intel NPUs. While this update primarily focuses on Intel hardware, it's a significant enhancement for monitoring system performance in a modern Linux environment. The introduction of power usage metrics for Intel GPUs is particularly relevant as it aligns with the increasing complexity of power management in graphics processing. With more users relying on integrated graphics and discrete GPUs alike, having accurate power usage data can help users optimize their systems for performance or energy efficiency. Moreover, the update addresses previous inaccuracies in NPU utilization metrics, which is critical for developers working on machine learning applications. Accurate reporting of these metrics can lead to better resource allocation and optimization strategies, especially in ML workloads where every bit of processing power counts. The Resources app is being adopted as a replacement for the traditional GNOME system monitor in upcoming Ubuntu 26.04 LTS, showcasing its growing importance in the Linux ecosystem. This kind of development is essential as we see more users shift towards modern applications that provide better monitoring capabilities. AMD's market struggles. Finally, let's address the elephant in the room, AMD's dwindling market share in the discrete GPU segment. According to recent data from John Petty Research, AMD's Radeon graphics cards have fallen to a shocking 5% market share, while NVIDIA has captured an overwhelming 95%. This dramatic shift is attributed to several factors, including the successful launch of NVIDIA's GeForce RTX 50 series GPUs based on the Blackwell architecture, which have been well received by gamers and developers alike. In contrast, AMD's RX 9000 series GPUs have not managed to gain traction, primarily due to availability issues and pricing challenges. The report highlights that while AMD still holds a significant share in the integrated GPU market, thanks to their Ryzen processors, this is a different ballgame compared to the lucrative standalone graphics card market. The decline in unit shipments from 0.74 million in Q1 to just 0.57 million in Q4 of 2025 underscores the challenges AMD faces in regaining ground in this competitive landscape. Looking ahead, the overall market for discrete GPUs is expected to decline by about 10% year over year, influenced by high memory prices and geopolitical uncertainties. This presents a tough environment for AMD, which will need to strategize effectively to regain its footing in the market. Closing thought. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that the landscape for AMD and the broader GPU market is in a state of flux. From exciting firmware developments to sobering market realities, there's much to keep an eye on in the coming months. The advancements in open-source firmware and system monitoring are promising, and they could pave the way for a more robust AMD ecosystem. However, the company must also address its market share challenges head-on, particularly as competition intensifies. Thank you for joining me today on the AMD GPU Daily. Stay tuned for more updates and insights as we continue to explore the dynamic world of GPUs and AI/ML workloads. Until next time.